Parshas Boy. This week's Parsha, Parshas Boy, is already Parsha of Emes, the Parsha of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it's a Parsha that contains with it unbelievable Yisoides of Chizuk, Yisoides of Emunah, and therefore we'll begin the Parsha by asking a lot of questions and discussing the Yisoides that we can take out in this Parsha. The first question, obviously, in this Parsha is, Vayom Hashem el Moshe, Boy el Paroi. Boy, come el Paroi to Paroi. Now, it should have said, Lech el Paroi, go to Paroi. Hashem is talking, and by saying Boy, it's mashma that Hashem is commanding Moshe, Boy, come to me, come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then the Pasuk continues, El Paroi. Really, the Shlichus was to go to Paroi, not to Hashem. So why does it say Boy, and not say Lech? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make out that the going to Paroi is really coming to Hashem? What's the Oymek Inyan over here? And Bichlal, this is a very important Yisod. If the Parsha is called Parsha's Boy, so this word Boy must have in it, must contain within it, a bigger lesson in Avodas Hashem. What is it? We know that this week's Parsha, there's three Makkas, the three final Makkas. Now, obviously, if the Makkas were divided in last week 7 and this week 3, and this week is basically the Parsha of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so therefore it must be that these last three Makkas are essentially an integral and intrinsic part of the actual Yitzia, whereas the first 7 Makkas don't have this direct connection with the actual Yitzia. Where does one see in Arba Choshech and Makkas Bechoyros the actual Yitzias Mitzrayim? So Bishlemi Makkas Bechoyros, we know that Makkas Bechoyros is the actual Yitzia, like the work we say in Davening, Makkas Bechoyros Kol Bechoyros Mitzrayim Mayoyitzis Am Yisrael Mitoichem Lecheres Oilem Memela, Makkas Bechoyros Memela. But Arba and Choshech, what had Arba and Choshech to do with the actual Yitzia, Yitzias Mitzrayim, more than the 7 earlier Makkas in last week's parasha? In Pasuk Tes, Pasuk says, Vayem Moshe bin Oreinu ubizakineinu neilech, bebaneinu ubibineseinu betzineinu mebkoreinu neilech, ki chag Hashem lanu. So the Medrash really says that ki chag Hashem lanu refers to Sukkos, because Sukkos is called chag sam is Sukkos. So the question that arises is that why is Moshe Rabbeinu telling Paroi that we're going out because chag Sukkos? What's chag Sukkos to Paroi? What does chag Sukkos mean to Paroi? And why does Moshe Rabbeinu first say binareinu and then bizakineinu and not vice versa? And why does he have to go into detail, bebaneinu, bebaneseinu, etc.? And then in this week's parsha we have the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. On the eve of their departure of Mitzrayim, they were commanded mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Vayom Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron beretz Mitzrayim leima, HaChodesh hazeh lochem roish chadoshim rishonu lochem lechodshei hashana. What's the kesher with mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh to Yitzias Mitzrayim? And Bechlal, if you look carefully at the psukim, you see that the Torah in that one dibur of Vayom Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron beretz Mitzrayim leima, in that one amir or dibur, the Hashem gave them two mitzvahs which are mamish next to each other. Seems like almost one mitzvah. And the first is the Rosh Chodesh, which we just discussed. And then immediately thereafter, the Pasuk continues with the Tzivri of the Korban Pesach. So it's mashma that in one Amira, one Dibra from Hashem, they received the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Korban Pesach, which would make it obvious that Korban Pesach and mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh are very, very connected together. What's the connection? What's the common theme between mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh and mitzvah Korban Pesach, which seem two completely separate mitzvahs with no connection? Talking about the Korban Pesach, the Pasuk says, "V'kocha toich lo yisrael." This is how you have to eat the Korban Pesach. Mosneichem chagurim, ready to go out. Nalechem beragleichem, your shoes on, makelchem beyetchem. V'achaltem yisrael bechipozan and haste. Pesach hu l'Hashem. So, firstly, what type of key mitzvah? Where do we have this? That there's a certain position, bodily position, that one has to be in order to be mekayim mitzvah Korban Pesach. Ready with your shoes on. Mosneichem chagurim, you ready? Have your backpacks on. Makelchem beyetchem. What's the Indian of giving us a mitzvah to be mekayim that mitzvah in a certain tzura, in a certain bodily position? What's the pshat? And Rashi says there that why is the Korban Pesach called Pesach al Shem Hadilug Vapsicha, the jumping over, Shahakadosh Baruch Hu Medalek Bote Yisrael Mibein Bote Mitzrayim, the Koyfates Mimitzri Mimitzri Yisrael Emtsoi Nimlat. In other words, HaKadosh, the Korban Pesach means to jump, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal jumps over the Jews in Kila Mitzrayim. And therefore, that's why the Rashi says, therefore, Atem Asu Korabaidoisov Lashem Shemaim, Derech Dilugukvitsa. We also have to be Mekayim Mitzvah Korban Pesach, Derech Dilugukvitsa, Zechel Shmoy Shakor Pesach, in remembrance to the name of the Korban, that's Al Shem the Dilugum Sicha. So therefore, that's why, that explains us why, Ke'ilu, we had to be Mekayim the Korban Pesach already, Bechipozon, Makelchem Beyedchem, that's like a Dilug, like jumping over. even though we were slaves, we're ready to go out. It's like jumping into the future. What's the Oymeka Indian over here? And we're going to see that this is the our petach to the Yisod that we want to bring out from this week's parasha in Mitzvah Hashem. There's another unique aspect to the avodah of Chag HaPesach, and that is the mitzvah, the strange mitzvah of Chai V'Odom Liris Es Atzman Ke'ilu Hu Yotzum Mitzrayim Shenehenu Avesonu Hoitzim Misham, that every single person is mechuyev to imagine as if he's just come out of Mamish, just come out of Mitzrayim. And this is the halacha. The mind says you do out through the Heseba, a person has to Mamish feel he's coming out of Mitzrayim. So how can we have a mitzvah to be mechayev thousands of years later to Mamish internalize as if we're Mamish literally speaking Alpi Emes, Alpi Teres Emes, as if we're coming out of Mitzrayim? What's the Indian? Why dafka by Korban Pesach do we have such a mechiyev of Chayev Adam Liris Es Atzmei Kilo Yotzei Mitzrayim? In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we go through the Arba Keneged, the Arba Bonim Dibrei Torah, Chacham and Rosh. Chacham Mohoime Mo Eidus Chacham Asch Zekasha Da'afata Emelei Kehilchas HaPesach Ein Maftir Nach HaPesach Afikoyim. So the Chacham basically is asking Klali Sikha question. He wants a better, deeper, profound understanding of the mitzvahs. And we answer him, Dafkin Halach and Hilchas Pesach. Why is Hilchas Pesach the answer to the Chacham's question? The Rosha is somebody who's Purik Old Torah mitzvahs. Why does he dafka ask Moha Voida Zeis Lachem on the Korban Pesach? Why does he mock? Why does he joke at the Korban Pesach over all other mitzvahs? And as you do, I'll push the question that everybody asks, why is the Chacham versus the Rosha? The Chacham and Rosha are not two opposites. A Chacham and Tipesh would be a great better opposite, or a Tzaddik and Rosha. Why a Chacham and Rosha? How does a Chacham stand in contrast to a Rosha? But the answer to all these questions, and the Mahalach in Parashas Boy, leads us to one of the greatest Yisoidas, which are Mechazakas in Emunah for the last 2,000 years. The Sforna says on the pasuk Mosnechem Chagurim, how ready we have to be to go out when we're making the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Says the Svarna Lahoyres Al Bitochen Bilti Mesupek Bekel Yisborach BeYosem Mechinim Atzmam LeDerech BeOidam Beis Kele. This shows our unbelievable Bitochen in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that while we were still locked in jail, while we were still slaves with Egyptian masters standing over us, we were already Mosnechem Chagurim. We were already Nalechem Beragleichem. We feel as if we've left Mitzrayim ready. We feel as if we're on the journey. Just imagine our Egyptian master coming in the evening, see us with our shoes on, ready to go, and say, "You're out of your minds. What are you doing? You're still my slave. My shnaha today is than any other day." But the Yisrael would answer the Mitzrayim, "No, as far as I'm concerned, it's as if I've already left Mitzrayim. It's as if I'm already on the journey of Mitzrayim." And that Klal Yisrael sacrificed the Korban Pesach, which was the gods of the Egyptians that night. They didn't care, because as far as they were concerned, they were out of their bondage already, even whilst they were still inside. And that's the Oymek of the Sephorna. And this is an unbelievable Yisod, that hey, by Yitzis Mitzrayim, it was Nizgalet to Klal Yisrael HaKoyach, that while they are still slaves, whatever matzav they're in, it's possible to be mitromem, it's possible for every single Jew to elevate himself and to climb out of the present matzav he's in, and to connect to a future matzav, a past matzav, whatever it is, he can climb out of the present and go into any other arena of Zman, of time. Whether in the past, whether in the future. And this is a nifladika koyach that was nisgala over here. And this was the reason why they had to be mekayim the Korban Pesach in such a strange fashion. Because Korban Pesach is Hashem Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Derech dilug u'kvitza. Dilug u'kvitza means to jump from one matzav to a different matzav. To jump from one time, from one tkufa, from one period to a different period. A Jew is not stuck in the present. A Jew b'chlal doesn't live in the present. A Jew lives either in the past or in the future. And here was Nisgala, that literally speaking, a Jew can connect into such a deep, profound way that he doesn't mumbish, he forgets that he's in the present. And he can be in the worst bondage and the worst slavery, and he feels himself the greatest chayrus. As we find in the story of Agoda Shul Pesach, the Maisa with those Tanoim, Shayim Esaprim B'tzis Mitzrayim Kolos and Alayla, and Chazal say that was the time of the Romans with the Roman decrees, and they were sitting Beheseva all night long, they felt so relaxed. And it's Yadua, Chazal say, that how couldn't they see themselves that it was ready Higia Kirish Mashal Shachas, because they were in a cave and they were hiding. But nevertheless, even though the matzah was so bad, but on Leil B'tzis Mitzrayim they climbed out of that matzav and they felt themselves the greatest chayrus. That's the bechina of Pesach. That's the pisuach. That's the dilug and kvitza that we have a koyach that even whilst we are in Mitzrayim, we have the koyach to feel as if we were out of Mitzrayim. And that's why dafka all this took place in Pashas Boy. This chiv of korban Pesach took place dafka while they were avodim. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait until they'd already gone out of Mitzrayim? And even if you say that the korban Pesach they had to bring now because that was the schus, b'schus the korban Pesach they left Mitzrayim, but why did they have to eat the korban Pesach with no lechem barag lechem b'chipozim? The answer is this bodily position that they were mechuyiv to eat the korban Pesach was to bring out this yisod that even dafka whilst they were still avodim, dafka while their Egyptian master is standing over them, dafka in these matzavim, Klal Yisrael can feel the greatest chayros. And that's b'emes what we say in Maariv. Vayoyitz hamakir b'vrosa kol b'chayir Mitzrayim, vayoyitz yisam Yisrael mitoichem l'chayros oylam. Chayros oylam means that when we left Mitzrayim for a chayros oylam. Never again do we go back into Golis. We've gone back into so many Golis. Yeah, but the chiddush was that when we were in Mitzrayim, we were mamish avodim in Mitzrayim. Beguf, belev, benefesh, we were avodim in Mitzrayim. And now, by this mitzvah of Korban Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala to us while we were still slaves in Mitzrayim, that this mitzvah of Korban Pesach is giving us the nesinus koyach, that any Golis HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put us in, nevertheless, it's possible to feel mamish the greatest levels of chayrus in that Golis, because there isn't really a PMS another Golis. In other words, there isn't really another Golis, but Klal Yisrael will feel by Shomuel Moshe Mikoytze Ruach Mavoy De Kosher. No other Golis will be able to be Meshabed as Be'etzim, will always have a Koyach to connect to other times out of the present where the Golis what we're in, into the future, into the past, and that will help us, enable us to feel Chayrus, to feel Geula, to feel as if we're standing in the Achrus Hayomim and we're completely oblivious to the present Matzav that we're in now. That's the sod of Korban Pesach on the eve of their departure from Mitzrayim. Now, this koyach that Klal Yisrael received, this koyach that came to them in actuality, Leir Yetzias Mitzrayim, was rooted much earlier already, back in Sefer Bereishis. And the ones who began, the ones who were first given this unbelievable koyach, they were the Oves HaKadoshim. We find this bechina already of jumping out of the place, the matzav that a person's in, and going into a different matzav, and climbing into the future whilst one is still in the present, is we find this already from the Oves HaKadoshim dating back to Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him in the present.
Future tense.
The Indian is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu the koyach always to be in the future. Wherever he is, whatever matzav he's in, he can always be misroimim, elevate himself till the bechina of ala oretz asher ar echo. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him, it wasn't some HaKadosh Baruch Hu was promising him in the future, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was enabling Avraham Avinu to switch out of the present and to switch into the future. And therefore, Taka, it's very meduyik in the pasuk where Avraham Avinu arrives in Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk says there in pasuk Vav Ayava Avram Ba'aretz. Rashi says Nichnas Latoicha. Avram Avinu went into Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean he went into Eretz Yisrael? So the pshat is, according to what we're saying, is that Avram Avinu went into the future of Eretz Yisrael. He climbed out of the present that year, the date, the day, the hour, and the month, and the year he was living in, and he bechlal climbed into a different period, bechlal, a different zman. And therefore the pasuk Taka says the next words Vayava Avram Ba'aretz Ad Makoyim Shchem. Says Rashi Lispalal continues the pasuk Ad Eloin Moire. Says Rashi, Hereyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him Hagrizim Va'Evel Shesham Kimli Yisrael Shavuos HaTorah. Pasuk Ches, Va'yiven Shom Izbeach Nisnavish Hasidim Bonav Likoshel Shom. When Avraham Avinu came to Ai, he saw the chet of Ochoin at Ai. So it's an unbelievable thing. Avraham Avinu is now entering Eretz Yisrael, but every town he walks to, he goes into a different kufa. If he's at Shechem, he sees the brothers fighting with Shechem. He goes to Ai, he sees the Chet of Ochan. Avraham Avinu is now oblivious to the present tense. Avraham Avinu doesn't look at the date on his watch. Avraham Avinu has a koyach to be misroimim and to climb into a bechlal, a future, a different period, a different tkuf, a different zman altogether. And that's why with all the ribay ashiras that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu, we see that Avraham Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do I get from all the ashiras? He hasn't got children. Avraham Avinu has now left his tkuf. Avraham Avinu is in the future tkufa bichlal, and there's only a future, there's only continuity with children. One can't travel through generations without continuity. So Avraham Avinu says, you're showing me what's going on in the future, but I don't have that continuity to connect me to the future. And therefore what I have from Kesem is off. The Mishnah says in office Bashas Petirosa Shal Adam, Ein Lavin Loy Adam Loy Kesev Loy Zov. If I'd be living in the present, if I'd be living a marechet of present, is then I wouldn't need so desperately a child. Then I would enjoy the kesen azov. But Avraham Kadosh Baruch Hu, you just introduced me to El Aretz Asher Areka. You just allowed me to leave the present and to have like a kvitza saderech and to climb into the future. And therefore, climbing into the future, I need a child to connect me to the future, to the continuity. So what I have from all the kesen azov, which is only shaykh to the olam of present, to the olam of hoiveh. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu children. And that's in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Bris Bein Absarim. And amongst everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, Hashem shows Avraham Avinu the whole future. Etc. The whole future. As Rashi brings down, and the Medrashim bring down, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Avraham Avinu all the future that's going to happen to Klal Yisrael, in all the Goliyos, right until the Achris Hayomim of Achrichen Yetzer Berchush Godol. Avraham Avinu began his travels, and now Hashem has taken him all the way to this tkufa of Rechush Gadol, and Avraham Avinu now has a koyach to connect all the way through the Goliath right until the Rechush Gadol into the Achras Hayomim. And that's the type of Kvitzas Aderech, and therefore we find this whole idea of Kvitzas Aderech beginning when Eliezer goes to find the Shidduch for Yitzchok. So the Pasuk says there,
Chazal Darshan,
Vayom Yatzosi, Vayom Bosi. This is in Perichov Dalet Pasuk Mem Beis. Rashi says, Mikan Shekoftza Loi Haaretz. There's a new idea. There's a new idea of Kvitzas Haaretz. Of you leave one house and you're ready in the next house. The Oymek Einin of Kvitzas Aderech of Koftza Loi Haaretz, that he's ready at his destination. That's all he saw. That was just Nisyaseh, and that was just introduced by Avraham Avinu. That even though you're standing in one place, you can be in another place as well. Even though you're standing in one period, you can be in another period. So Mele Eliezer is finding a Shidduch for Yitzchok, and the Shidduch for Yitzchok, that's going to give birth to the continuity of Klal Yisrael. And Mele, therefore, there's a special ness of Koftza Loi Haaretz. By Yaakov Avinu, again, we find this idea repeating itself time and time again. First of all, Yaakov Avinu himself was also zoicha to such a bechina of Kvitzas Aderech. In other words, even though Avraham Avinu wasn't an Haram Eriya, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him a Nes in Parshas Vayetze, as Chazal bring down, Shekoftza Loi Haaretz ad Haram Eriya, Rashi in Parshas, which means that Yaakov Avinu wants to be in Amariah, and Amariah is the Tachlis, the Shlemis, Harabayis, the Beis Hamikdash, and that's the Osed Lover, that's the Tachlis. Yaakov Avinu wants to be there. There's a Mela Koftza Loi Haaretz at Amariah. Yaakov Avinu is there at Amariah, even though he wasn't there at Amariah. But he was there, because Yaakov Avinu has a koyach to be mitromem from the present, whether we're talking about Mokoim or Zman, and he has a koyach to climb out of that and to go somewhere else, to a different Mokim, to Amariah, which represents a different period, to the period of Beis Hamikdash, to the period of Tikkun. Chlal, Yaakov Avinu lives this, we see throughout Sefer Bereishis, Yaakov Avinu lives in this Mareches. And therefore, when he met up with Rachel, it says, Vayishag Yaakov le Rachel, Vayisas Koyle Vayev, he started crying. It says, Rashi, if he should suffer Baruch HaKoydesh, Eina Nechneses Imo le Kvura. He's meeting now with his Kala for the first time, and Yaakov Avinu is already there by the Kvura. He already sees himself burying Rachel by Beis Lecha, in order that she should lament and she should cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Nevuzaradan would exile Klal Yisrael. And Yaakov Avinu sees all the way till Veshavu Bonim LeGvulam, till that promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Rachel, Veshavu Bonim LeGvulam. He's not in the present. Meanwhile, enjoy your new Kala. Meanwhile, enjoy Rachel. But Yaakov Avinu is working in a different Marechet. He's working in the Marechet that was given to Avraham Avinu, and that continued through Yaakov Avinu. And therefore, that's why also Yaakov Avinu, when he went down to Mitzrayim to see Yosef, again, he has one thing on his mind. Instead of thinking of seeing Yosef at Tzadik and seeing his son, that's thinking in the present. That's thinking now, what am I going to see now in this Tkufa, in this day, in this period? But Yaakov Avinu is thinking of something else. As Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Truma, how did they get 8 eras in the Mishkan, for the Mishkan in the Midbar? She Yaakov Avinu tzofa beruach hakodesh asid in Yisrael livnos Mishkan b'Midbar vehevi arozim leMitzrayim and notom betziv lebonam litlam imom kashiyotzum Mitzrayim. That's Rashi in Parshas Truma Perik Chofei Pasuk Hey, which means that Yaakov Avinu is already, when he goes down to Mitzrayim, he's bechlal looking at Mishkan, he's looking at something else bechlal. And there's a special oimek over here, because we know that the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash was a bechino of the Achrus Hayomim. We know that Beis Hamikdash, nobody was allowed to become tomei in the Beis Hamikdash. because the Beis Hamikdash Nefesh Lo Yitame Be'amov, because the Beis Hamikdash refers to Lasid Lavoi Bil Amov Es Lanetzah, and the pasuk says Ruach HaTumah Avim Min Ha'aretz, which is a pasuk in Yeshaya. In other words, the Beis Hamikdash was a mocker. When we went into the Mishkan, we went into the Beis Hamikdash, we were in fact entering a different period. We were entering the period of Lasid Lavoi, so the connection to the Mishkan was really being mitchomem from the Tkufa we're living into the Achris Hayomim, which means that if Klal Yisrael wouldn't have sinned and the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash wouldn't have been destroyed, then what would have happened is that the Beis Hamikdash would have spread and taken over the whole world, and the whole world would have become a Beis Hamikdash, and that would have been the Achris Hayomim. Just like Eretz Yisrael spreads into the whole world when Mashiach comes, so to the Beis Hamikdash, the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash would have spread, and that would have been the Bechina of the Achris Hayomim. So Beis Hamikdash was a mokim, a little mokim the Achris Hayomim. We went into the Beis Hamikdash, there was a koyach, still this koyach that we're discussing, to move out of one tkufa and to enter literally another tkufa, to enter the tkufa of the Achris Hayomim. And because the Ovis HaKadoshim, this was their focus that they were thinking about all times, so that's why Yaakov Avinu brought 8 eras down to Mitzrayim in order to build a Mishkan with it when Klal Yisrael went into the Midbar. This was the Diluk, this was the Bechin of Diluk that Avram, Yitzhak and Yaakov had in Sefer Bereishis. And this obviously stood in great contrast, in sharp contrast, with Esav HaRasha, the brother of Yaakov Inu, whose whole mahus was just the opposite. Esav says, Hine anochi hoylech lomos. He lives in the present and only in the present. And therefore he says, Lomos Eli Bechoyra. What do I need the Bechoyra who are going to do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash? And the Beis HaMikdash is leaving the Hoyva, leaving the present and going into the future. Esav doesn't want to leave the present and go into the future. Esav's happy with the present. He's happy with Olam HaZeh. He's happy with the Taiva and the Tanugim, he's happy with Kesev and Zov, and therefore, where do you go eventually? A person doesn't go anywhere, and therefore, he lives his whole life in the Hoive, which is the exact opposite of Yaakov Avinu. And therefore, because Esav denies the future, he denied Tchias HaMeisim, as Chazal bring down there. Parshas told us, in the middle, therefore he doesn't have a future. Reishis goyim amolek v'acharisoi adei oyveid. So that's Mamish Esav and Yaakov are two polar opposites. Yaakov Inu has left the present. He doesn't live in the present. Masha'enken Esav lives only in the present, and he looks only at the present. And for him, it's the Kesev and Zav, and not heading towards the future, heading towards the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore he gives up the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, gives up the Bechoyra for that reason. And this is a very, very profound yesod. And this explains us a lot of protim of Yaakov going down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim is the shurish of all the Goliaths. But when Yaakov goes down Mitzrayim and meets up with Yosef, he doesn't kiss Yosef. Why? Because Shoyakoyres Shema. Because we say in the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And this pasuk of Shema Yisrael is a pasuk that thousands and millions of Jews throughout the generations have gone to their deaths, have been martyred with this pasuk on their lips. And the Oymek Inyan is that the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, and that's why we close our eyes when we say Shema Yisrael. I think I heard this from Hagon, Moir Rebbe, Rabbi Yonis, and David Shlita, that he said when we close our eyes when we say Shema Yisrael, it's Ke'ilu, we're looking now into a different kufa. So Yaakov Avinu is coming down to Golos, but Yaakov Avinu is full of 8 eras and is full of Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash and the Achris HaYomim. And Mela, therefore, Yaakov Avinu says that even though I've come down now to Mitzrayim, but we just have to close our eyes and say Shema Yisrael, and then we lift out from the present Golos we're living in, and we're mitomem, we elevate ourselves and we move into the future. Our whole focus, our whole feeling, our whole nefesh, kamamish, feel as if we're in the future, we're in a different period than we're living in that day. We have a different diary, we have a different time, a different day, and a different date. We're bechlal in a different kufa, and that is the Shema Yisrael that Yaakov Avinu said when he came down to Mitzrayim. And it's this Shema Yisrael that's been mechazek Yidden throughout the generations, dying on Kiddush Hashem, because however bad it seems, however bleak it seems, however dark and dangerous and terrifying it seems, but nevertheless, when we close our eyes and we say Shema Yisrael, is then it's climbing out of that tkufa and is going into a different tkufa. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And says Rashi, Hu Asid Liyo, it's Hashem Echad. Shneema Bayema Hu Yi Hashem Echad Shema Echad. That's Rashi in Devarim in Perek Vav Pasuk Dalet. In other words, when we say Hashem Echad, we're in a different tkufa. We're in the tkufa Bayema Hu Yi Hashem Echad Shema Echad. It might seem so dark, it might seem so terrifying, but with saying Krishna, that takes us out of the darkness and takes us mummish into the Tegula. And it's not fantasy and it's not imaginary, Chas v'Shalom, it's Torah's Emes that tells us that it's possible for a Jew to mummish feel he's in a different Tekufa. And this is the Oymek in the Bracha we say in Shmanes at the beginning, V'zoicha Chas Te'ovois Umevi Goel Evnei V'Neyem. The Zoicha Chas Te'ovois is that just like the Ovis HaKadoshim of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov introduced such an unbelievable avoida of being able to climb out of of Golas into Geula is that we ask Bezoicha Chastei Avos, or maybe Goel of Nevinim, let us mamish see the Geula, and we ask Hashem to bring the Geula mamish into actuality. And this explains us the kesher between the beginning of Shishi Sidra Mishnah and the end of Shishi Sidra Mishnah. The beginning of Shishi Sidra Mishnah is May Mosai Koirin as Shema Ba'arvis. Marev is dark, it's dark. Lahagid Baboike Chastecho Ve Menoscho Ba'Leilos. As Chazal say, Rashi brings down on the Pasuk, Menoscho Ba'Leilos. Leilos are dark, dark times in Golas. But we already said that even in the darkest Golas, it's possible to say Shema, and through saying Shema, a person climbs out of the Golas into a different period altogether. And therefore, Shishi Sidra Mishnah begins. May Mosai Koronis Shema Ba'arvis Dafka. Saying Shema, climbing, and thereby climbing out of the Tkuf of Ma'ariv. And therefore, the positive Mishnah gives that Zman, Mishosha Koinim Nechnosim Lechel Bitrumosan. Zman of the Tab, Zman Shabbos of English Kayom. And the Gemara already asks, why give a time of Zman Shakoinim Nechnosim Lechel Bitrumosan? Not everybody knows what that time is. It should have just said Seisakachovim straight out. But the answer is no, because the answer is it's all one Inyan. In Arvis, we connect to two Bechinas. We connect to Shema Yisrael, which takes us into the Lasid Lavoi, and we connect to the Mishkan, to the Beis HaMikdash, which takes us into the Lasid Lavoi. These are the two Chizuks that we have in Golas. And therefore, Ba'arvis, Marv, how can we climb out of the Lila of Golas? The Teretz is Shema, Mimosa Koinis Shema, through saying Shema, and through connecting to the Bechina of Beis HaMikdash, Mishosh HaKoinim Nechnosim Lechel B'Trumasan. And that's the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh. How does Torah Shebal Peh end? What's the last Mishnah? Om Rabbi Shlomo Levi, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchil L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shaya L'Mois. And that is Taka the Osir L'Vois. So the beginning of Shishi Sidra Mishnah is Mimosai Kor Nishma Ba'arvis. Let's try to climb out of the Arvis, the Mara of the Golas that we're in, to connect to L'Osir L'Vois of Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchil L'Chol Tzadik Tzadik, which is at the end of Torah Shebal Peh. And it's very ironic because the Baal Memra of this last Mishnah in Uktzin at the end of Torah Shebal Peh, Shishi Sidra Mishnah, is Rabbi Shlomo Levi, as we just said. And Rabbi Shlomo Levi is the famous Rabbi Shlomo Levi that the Pasuk Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Ayin Zayin, brings the whole story that the Malach HaMavis came to take away Rabbi Shlomo Levi. And Rabbi Shlomo Levi asked him, Achvili Duchtoi, I want to see my place, show me, take me to Gan Eden and show me my Mokom. And when he got to Gan Eden, he jumped. And he got into Gan Eden while he was still alive. Rabbi Shlomo Levi is the koyfetz. Rabbi Shlomo Levi is the one who represents derech dilug or kfitza, as we mentioned earlier, that you can leave one tkufa, and he did literally just that. He jumped out of the tkufa that he was living in. He was about to die. Malach HaMavis was next to him, and he jumped into Gan Eden. That derech dilug or kfitza is the koyach that is melava klal Yisrael throughout the golos. That's the beginning of Shishi Sidra Mishnah and the end of Shishi Sidra Mishnah. Shishi Sidra Mishnah is the koyach that klal Yisrael learned throughout Golas, and it's the Koyach taking us out of Golas. We're not going to be Marech now in it, but it's Yedua that Torah Shebal Peh is the Koyach that we have to climb out of the Golas in bad times. And we discussed already, therefore Parshas Vayechi has Peh Psukim, Peh Psukim, because Parshas Vayechi is the Nistamoy name Shal Yisrael, and the Nistamoy Begoluson. Parshas Vayechi is a Parshas Stuma, it corresponds to the Lailos, the dark eras of Golas. And there in Parshas Vayechi, Bikish Yaakov Legalas is a case. Yaakov wants to be Megala the case, and it's there in Parshas Vayechi, which has Pei Psukim, Pei Hei Psukim, it's 85 Psukim, and it's the Koyach of Parshas Vayechi of the Pikish Yaakov Legalus Hakeitz that many generations later was there, this Galus of Torah Shebal Peh in Golus, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Oisei Rotzen Tzadik, and the Tzadik wanted to, the Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megala the Keitz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim part of his wish, and was Megala part of the Keitz, which is Torah Shebal Peh, whose unique originates from Yaakov Avinu and Parshas Vayechi. And if we discussed already that Rabbi Yehuda Nossi, the Mechaber of the Mishnah, is Nossi Rosh Tevis Neshama Shel Yaakov Avinu, and Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Makula, leave it to Rabbi Akiva, he's the Makor of Torah Shebal Peh, because Rabbi Akiva is also the same letters as Yaakov. So that's the Torah Shebal Peh, the beginning Meimosa and the end of Omer Rabbi Shlomo Levi, which helps us with this Dilug and Kfitza out of Golas into the Geula, to climb out of the present, the Hoiva that we're in, and to climb into a different era and a different period and a different day, month, year and period altogether. And it's especially so when we consider Rabbi Akiva, who Rabbi Akiva was somebody who literally was martyred and literally died with the word Echad, Shmasa Yotza Be'Echad, because Rabbi Akiva was the one who corresponded to this whole Bechina of being able to climb out of one Tkufa and to enter another Tkufa, different Tkufa altogether. Rabbi Akiva was one who laughed when he saw the Chorban Beis HaMikdash at the end of Maseches Makkos, because Rabbi Akiva saw the Binyan. He went out of the Tkufa of Chorban and he connected to the Tkufa of Binyan. That's Rabbi Akiva, who's Sherish Nishmasa Yaakov Avinu. Avinu. And therefore then at Leil Seder, Maisa, with all these Tanoim, they were all in Bnei Brak by Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is the one who's mechazik them, that it's possible to be mesaprim b'yitzis mitzrayim kol oisa alayla. It's possible to be zeichah to the bilug and kvitsa, and to feel the greatest elements and madrigas of cheiros within the dark golos, the golos roimi.
And that's the oimek of hoy mitzapim yitzias mitzrayim kol oisin alayla, throughout the layla, throughout the golas, Rabbi Akiva was showing them that it's possible to be becheirus. And that's why the Tanoim said to him when they saw him laughing at the korban, and he said Akiva, they said Akiva nechamtonu, what was their havamena? Why were they crying? Why were they consoled? Rabbi Akiva said because this nevu is in the sky, and the other nevu is in the sky. What was Rabbi Akiva mechadish them? They also believed that all the nevuos are going to be in the sky. Rabbi Akiva was mechadash to them that not only is there emunah shlema, emunah tmima, that emet Hashem, after the tzoros comes the geula, Rabbi Akiva was mechadash to them that even it's possible within the golas itself to climb out of the golas and to feel and to see and to internalize oiras of the geula, and therefore to see when you look at a korban, you see the geula, you see the rachamim, you see the third bit of Mikdash, and that's why they said Akiva nechamtonu. So that was Parshas Vayechi, the Nistimu Inim, Soros Agolus, and that's when Yaakov was Megala the Kates, the Bechin of Torah Shabbal Peh, which is Rebbe, and which is Rebbe Akiva, like we mentioned earlier from the Gemara Sanhedrin, and the Gemara Megillah, the first Omen also says, Zui Rebbe Akiva Stimoi, because Rebbe Stam, all the Brises were Lefi Rebbe Akiva, the Mishnah is Rebbe, and all the Brises were Lefi Rebbe Akiva. And that was all comes from a Yenika from Parshas Vayechi, which was Yaakov Avinu took this koyach to feel the geula. He took it down with him into Mitzrayim, into the Tzoras Hashibud. That's the end of Sefer Bereishis. With that, we can move on to Sefer Shmoyz, and let's turn immediately to explain the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh.
Kiddush HaChodesh is being mechazek Klal Yisrael. That however bleak and dark it seems around us, but there's always the light of the Levana there. It's always possible to connect to the future. So having said all this, we can come back now to Parshas Bo. The Ovis HaKadoshim had this koyach, and in Parshas Bo, Klal Yisrael were to receive this koyach. This koyach of climbing out, of being mitromem from Golas, and feeling and connecting to Geula whilst we're still in Golas, that koyach was given to Klal Yisrael in actuality over here in Parshas Bo. That's what Parshas Bo represents. Tfisah, that even whilst we're in Golas, even though whilst we're slaves to Paroi, and nevertheless, it's not only that we look in to the future and we mam in Bemun Shlema that there's going to be a Yitzir from the Golas. It's possible to actually see and to feel the Geula within the Golas. It's a step further. It's a much deeper ear. It's a much deeper seeing, looking into. It's not only seeing and looking into, but it's in fact internalizing and feeling as well, until all the Evarim of a person feel that he's not in Golas and he's not in Shibut. This feeling of Cheres Oilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Cheres Oilam when he took us out of Mitzrayim. This is the feeling that's in Parshas Bo. This is the sod of Parshas Bo. Because Avadai, every Yid's got a Muna that it's all going to be good. But the Koyach to actually feel the good, feel the Geula, that's a very pnimistic Koyach.
And that's what Emes, what Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh represents. That at night time when it's dark all around us, but nevertheless we see the Or and we can connect it to the Or, that's the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The sun, that's Esau, that gives life to the Metzias of Olam Hazeh. The moon, there's no Olam Hazeh. It's all dark all around us. In the distance, the Achas HaYom, we see it, we feel it, we internalize it, we connect to it. That's Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh that was given to Klal Yisrael on the eve of their departure from Mitzrayim. Because Mitzrayim was the shoresh of all Goliaths. The Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh was that even whilst we're in the Laila, even whilst we're in the Golas, and around us it's dark, it's terrifying, but nevertheless we can connect to the Achris HaYomim.
And this koyach is now being bestowed to Klal Yisrael over here in Parshas Bo, that while they are still in Golas, while they are still tachas shibud Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing them that no, I want you to shech the korban Pesach dafken aleichem v'raglechem v'makelchem v'yedchem. Imagine as if you're on a journey. Imagine as if you've gone out of Cheres, and don't only imagine so, but you're getting a koyach, you're getting an asinus koyach that it's mamish be'emeso. And this koyach, that was the korban Pesach that they got, which was the dilug and kfitza, jumping over through one tkufa into another tkufa and forgetting about. So it's unbelievable. This lashon of Rashi Lekiv in Sheniftat Yaakov Avinu Nistemu Einayim VeLibon Shel Yisrael. It's unbelievable. The Einayim and the Libon. When a Golus begins, now our Einayim and our Libon are Nistemu. Now there's a Chet of Eitz Hadas. And in so Givaldik, as we discussed in the Holy Yeshurim, that Yecheskel compares Paroi to the Tanin. Paroi is that Nochos. Paroi is the Pegam of Das. So it's obvious that when Klal Yisrael go into Mitzrayim, they are Nifkam from that same Nochos, who caused the sin of the Eitz Hadas, Paray takes the Das into Golos. When we're in Mitzrayim, he says Nistim we name. The nines now start looking ahead and looking into all different directions and seeing the iron roya and the lathe becomes choymed and Klal Yisrael goes into a memtes sari tumah rachman and Islam. The Ikka Golos Mitzrayim was the messages of the Moach were not getting to the lathe. The lathe was autumn, the lathe was blocked, the lathe didn't take in the messages of the Moach, kept on sending it. Because we were the Das was in Golos, this connection was in Golos. And it's Dover, it's a Dover which is Noirav and Nifla, because you do have the Sefer Torah or of the Balatanya, right? The Mitzrayim is Miloshen Meitzar, and that's connected the Gora in the neck, which is the narrow part of the person, which is the Mamutza between the Roish and the Guf, which means that Mitzrayim Meitzar means that there was a blockage. It stopped at the neck. The messages of the Moach didn't go from the neck down to the lave. If the messages of the Moach don't get down to the lave, so then there's no Das. And that's what Pare meant when Pare says, Lo yadati es Hashem v'gam es Yisrael le'ashaleach. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the tachlis of the makas is koyam Hashem b'zois teida ki ani Hashem b'avur teida ki ein kamoini b'chol ha'oretz. And in order to bring Klal Yisrael back to the Das, sakavaltik, and therefore the pasuk in Perek Beis pasuk Chof Hei says v'yar elikim is b'nei Yisrael v'yeda elikim, says Rashi, v'yeda elikim nosan aleim leiv. V'lehelim einov, ay vay vay Mitzrayim. The vayeda lekim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return. He's nosan aleim leiv v'lehelim einov, because the whole pagam of Mitzrayim was that our einayim were helim, our einayim were in a different direction, and therefore there was no leiv. But now it came time to take us out of Mitzrayim. Is nosan aleim leiv v'lehelim einov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachel is now focused. Hashem's kaviyachel is leiv, is focused on Klal Yisrael. So the loyadati es Hashem that Pari caused is going to become a vayeda lekimim et Hashem. It's all to do with this das. And therefore, Lefidus Yisod, we can understand in the most profound way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhoga to Paroi and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhoga to Klal Yisrael. To Paroi, the Hanhoga was Ken Yechbadati Es Liboi Bez Leiv Avodov. There's a Kvad Leiv Paroi over here, because Paroi causes this Kvad Leiv. Paroi causes that the heart doesn't connect to the Moyach. The heart ignores the Moyach. And therefore, Paroi is being told that you're getting one Makkah, and his advisors eventually are telling, and then you're getting another Makkah, and a parent teda ki ovdo Mitzrayim. Paro, you're out of your mind, use your seichel, use your mind. But Paro's mind also knows, but Paro's leiv is otum, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machpid leiv Paro, you nochosh, you cause the tava hilei naim, you cause the leiv of choymed in Klal Yisrael, you cause the pagam in das, and therefore your das, your seichel is not going to connect to your leiv. There's going to be no das. You said lo yadati es Hashem, and that's the way it's going to be, because das means chibur leiv with moach, and Paro's got no chibur. Paro's leiv is severed entirely from his moach. The advisors can tell him, and his seichel knows that he has to let Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, but his heart is stone, his heart doesn't let. That's his pagam, and he's going to now suffer for the pagam that he represents and the pagam that he caused to Klal Yisrael. He caused to Klal Yisrael ayin royeh v'leiv choymeid, and therefore he's going to suffer for causing the v'leis asur achri levavchem achri einichem. And therefore Parshas Boy begins, can yechbadati es leboy Leiv Avodov. Their heart doesn't take in any messages. Instead, there's the Ein Royan, there's a Leiv Choymed, there's a Levavchem, there's an Ein Nechem, and they're going to be suffered, they're going to suffer now, they're going to be punished. Midah keneged midah, and therefore our makov arbes is the pasuk v'chisos ein haoretz v'lo yuchal lirois es haoretz. The ein royes now of theirs has now been destroyed. There's going to be a choishach where they can't see loyro ish esochiv. They can't see the chitavu leinayim that the nochash caused to chava and Pari caused to Klal Yisrael. That einayim of Paro is being taken away. The ein haoretz. The iron of Arceus, the iron that looks for Gashmi, the iron that causes the lave to be choymed for Gashmi, that's Veloyu yuchal liros this oret. That's now being covered over. That's now being destroyed. That re'iyah is now going to be destroyed because the real leiv and the emistika leiv, that's the leiv of Klal Yisrael, is about to join up once and for all with the moyach, the leiv and the moyach, the shidduch between them, and now is going to be fastened. They're going to be reunited together, and therefore there's not going to be any more of a chin of ayin roya v'leiv choymeis. And Mitzrayim, who still represent this, is they're going to be their ayin is going to be destroyed. The ayin ha'aretz is going to be destroyed. The ayin of Arzis will be destroyed. And now let's turn to Klal Yisrael, who are beginning the tikkun where the leiv is choymeid to what the seichel tells it. The kavanas, the l'shem shemayim. There's a new idea of l'shem shemayim sprouting out in this parasha. That everything we do, asu kol kavanos of l'shem shemayim, kavana, putting the seichel into every action of ours. That's das, that's tikkun, that's chibor leiv emoach, when the leiv, who's in charge of all the Ramachivarim, in charge of all the Pa'ulas Aguf, when the Lev connects to the Moach, then all the Pa'ulas Aguf only do everything that's L'shem Shamayim. Therefore, Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, we receive the two mitzvahs. We receive mitzvahs Mila, mitzvahs Korban Pesach. And mitzvahs Mila is, that we discussed before, is the tikkun of the Chitavu Leinayim. It's where all our taivas of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, as we quoted earlier from Rav Tzadok, that the mitzvah of Mila shows that the greatest taivas, all the Shem Shamayim, all the Shem mitzvahs Hashem. The mitzvahs Mila helped them in their tikkun of the das, and then came the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach, as you do up, and we were mekayim the Korban Pesach with Mesiris Nefesh, as Rav Tzadok says in Machshev Eschoritz, Shu Mesiris Nafsham Habahamis Zochu Lachiles Pesach Shu Espashtus Hataiva Bepoal Bekedusha. Ah, the Loshen of the Heliger Rav Tzadok Schus HaYogan Aleinu Machshev Eschoritz Daf Lamed Vov. We were Mesir Nefesh with the Korban Pesach. We showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we only have one rotzen and that one taiva, and that is taiva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're willing to give up absolutely everything for that taiva. We knew that the Mitzrayim were going to be angry with us. We were taking their God and sacrificing it. It doesn't matter. Our taiva to do rotzen Hashem is so great that nothing comes in our way. Mitzvah Korban Pesach is be'ikah b'achila. Is be'ikah b'achila, but which type of achila? An achila l'shem shemayim. What type of Pesach? What type of korban is a Korban Pesach? A korban that has to be sacrificed lishma. L'shem Shamayim. And if a Pesach is bought Shaloi Lishma, it's unique that it's Shaloi Lishma is Ma'akif B'Rievet and passes the Korban. Because Korban Pesach means that everything we do is L'shem Shamayim. Aye, and that's how these two parts of Korban Pesach come together. On one hand, what are the two uniquenesses of Korban Pesach? On one hand, it has to be bought out of L'shem Shamayim. And on the other hand, the Rambam says the uniqueness of Korban Pesach is that the ik of the Korban is the Achila, like the Mishnah also says in Psachim. The ik is the Achila. How do we equate these two things? On one hand, it's a gashmistika mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is achila. On the other hand, it's a ruchnistika mitzvah. Everything is asu, kol, avodos of l'shem shemayim, as we mentioned earlier. How can we equate the two? But the answer is, this is the shidduch mazel tov, the shidduch of the moach and the leiv. The leiv is achila, the taiva. But now the taiva, now the achila, everything is l'shem shemayim. That's chibur, leiv, and moach. That's the greatest gili of das, to give us a korban that's kol Kulei Achila, but a korban that's also called Kulei Seichel, called Kulei Machshava, Kavana, Kavana L'Shem Shamayim. Achila L'Shem Shamayim is the new shidduch, the restoration of the shidduch between the leiv and the moach. And that's why the Korban Pesach had to be eaten b'chipozoin. Like Chazal say, that you do al Mor v'Shemesh writes, you do ashachilas chipozoin af ma'adanim ha'reivim lo yimtuku l'cheich ka'achilas ha'metinus v'arichas ha'shulchon. When a person eats b'chipozoin, he doesn't get the same tainug as he eats when he's eating relaxed at the table. L'hoirois sh'loi lechol l'malas tavosoi. We're not supposed to eat dafka just to be m'male ha'taiva rak l'tzoyre chaye ha'nefesh l'avidon. The fact that Klal Yisrael ate the Korban Pesach b'chipozon was to show that the Achila is L'Shem Shamayim. The Achila is with a Kavana L'Shem Shamayim. The Lev that usually has a Taiva for Achila is now completely tuned in to the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to show this, they ate the Korban Pesach with the Ikam Mitzvah as Achila, but they ate the Korban Pesach b'chipozon. And that's why the Korban Pesach is eaten also a la soiva, when we're satisfied already, and not when we're desperate for food. And that's why dafka by Korban Pesach it was nizgala, this yisod that machshava toiva kodesh baruch hu mitzarev lemaisa. Even though it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan and there was plenty of time to the Korban Pesach, but because Klal Yisrael had a machshava toiva, had a kavana toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if they've already done the maisa. And this is a chiddush that's only nizchadish now dafka by Korban Pesach. It's gewaltig. Why? Because before this tikkun is when there's a pagam of das, is even though a person might have a good machshava, maha kesher, what's the connection, what's the relationship between the machshava and what's going to happen in actuality, the maisa, the pa'ula that the guf is going to bring up, maha kesher b'chlal. But now, of course there's a kesher, now there's a kesher, the kesher has been restored, whatever the seichel knows is necessary, that's what the leiv wants. So therefore in this Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when we have kavana for the Korban Pesach, the kavano is nechshav lemaisa, because the lave that makes the maisa, that's in charge of the ivorim, the kliasia, that lave wants now automatically what the moach tells it. So the machshava toiva of the moach is of course considered a maisa when the lave and the moach are one. So it's dafka Korban Pesach, it's megalas, it's unbelievable chiddush of machshava toiva kodesh baruch hu mitzarif lemaisa. This is a chiddush that's shaykh to Adam Rishon lefnei achet and after the tikkun, where the lev was nimshach automatically after the marach. And with that we understand why an orel can't eat from the Korban Pesach, even if he's an orel machmas oinus. Because what's mitzvah mila? Mitzvah mila carries out this bechina that they may takes all our taiva and all the possible potential taivas aguf and makes it all the shim shamayim. That's exactly what Korban Pesach is. That's the mitzvah of Pesach and mila. The Mila is all the taivas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the Korban Pesach represents. But somebody who has not had mitzvah Mila is pshat, is he slays other taivas. His taivas are not l'gamri l'shem shemayim, and therefore that goes against the very essence of a Korban Pesach. And therefore that's why there's a dogish shtafka of dam Pesach and dam meal. I'm not going into it now, but it's yidua that the koich of the sitra acher is from dam, the koich of tumah, like we have dam nida, the tumah of dam nida came as a result of the chet of Adam and Chava. It's yidua that dam nida is nimshach from the chet of Chava, and the dam tumah is where the chetzoinim, where the sitra acher has, is unique from as is brought from Sfarim. But now even the koich of the sitra acher, even the koich of taiva was taken and was utilized l'shem shemayim. And therefore, dafka the tikkun is the dam Pesach and the dam meal. It's dam that usually represents resichus and taiva, the heat of its gabrus or taiva. That dam was now taken and meant and used l'shem shemayim. That was the greatest tikkun. So it's not just mitzvah Pesach and mitzvah mila, but it's dam Pesach and dam mila that represents the tikkun of all this. And that explains us the importance of lishma by matzah as well. Why matzah, even from the very outset, from when the chitim is in the field, it has to be done l'shem shemayim, because matzah is also a mitzvah of achila, but matzah is also a type of mitzvah without any hana, because matzah is lechem oini, lechem with the plain ingredients of flour and water, without made peiros, that would be called matzah shira and not lechem oini. And therefore matzah also teaches us this inyan, that even the achila mustn't be l'shem taiva. The achila is not for the beautiful taste in the achila, but the achila is l'shem mitzvah, to be meshabit all our taivas to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this must, might explain us with the Chrem, is the mitzvah of al matzahs umarurim yechaluhu. Even though achmara is bitter, but we eat the matzah and the mara together, that mitzvah is to show us that matzah is not supposed to, achila is not supposed to be l'shem tainu ben taiva, but achila is supposed to be l'shem shemayim. And therefore all the shlavim, all the processing of matzah, all has to be done with shim shemayim, because the ikar is now to bring down the kavana into the maisa, and to do the maisa with the whole kavana of shim shemayim. So the Pesach and the Matzah both represent Achila, Pe'ula Saguf, Leiv, but represent that the Pe'ula Saguf and the Leiv and the Taiva, that's all the shim shemayim. So that's the Matzah, Pesach, Mila, all representing the same Yisod. They're all representing the Va'ahavta Hashem Lekecha B'chol Levavcha B'shnei Yitzrecha. That even the things that the Yitzahara usually has a shlita from, these very things, Achila, that's been taken now and been utilized L'shem Shemayim. And B'emes says that's beautiful, why this is a tikkun to the tikkun Adachet of Adam Rishon, because the Gemara says that why was Adam created Erev Shabbos? Kedei Shikonis L'Sula Miyad, in order he should enter Sula Shabbos. Adam Rishon was also created created for achila. But what type of achila? Achila of Suda Shabbos, achila of Kedusha, a ruchnistik achila. So therefore we see that if the purpose of Adam before the Chet, the tikkun of Adam, was for achila, but it should be achila Hashem Shemayim, to show that kol evareim, v'chol pulei seim, is only for Ratzon Hashem, so too, when we left Mitzrayim, and we were metaken the das of the Chet of the Eitz Adas, so too is showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you give us a mitzvah that's be'ikar achila, but it's kol kule achila Hashem Shemayim, that like the achila of Shabbos, by other Marishan, so too this achila of Pesach and Matzah, which is achila, which is kol kule Hashem Shemayim, which is showing the connection between the lev and the moach, that the pe'ul is aguf for all the Shem Shemayim. And that's the connection of Avdas Hashem Lekecha B'chol Levavcha, which is the beginning of Shema, and the end after the third perik in Shema of Ani Hashem Lekecha Masha Yitzesi Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim. That's the connection between the two. The Yitzias Mitzrayim was the restoration of the Avdas Hashem Lekecha B'chol Levavcha B'shnei Yitzrecha, that we're even utilizing the Yitzahara L'Shem Shemayim. We're even utilizing the Pe'ulas Aguf and the Taivas Aguf L'Shem Shemayim. This is the Yisod of Parshas Boy, where Paray loses his leg, where Paray loses this connection, where Paray was poigim in das, is Klal Yisrael with matak in the das, and we reconnected our lave to the moyach, the opposite of the hechbadati is libov, is lebavodov of Paray. And therefore this explains us the connection between the beginning of the parasha and mitzvahs tefillin at the end of parasha, because the mitzvahs tefillin, the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel roish, the shidduch between the lev and the seichel, the tefillin shel yad have to be keneged halev and the tefillin shel roish are keneged hamoyach, like we say in the Lashem Yichud before putting on tefillin, v'shineged halev l'shabed ba'av taivus u'machshavus libeinu avadosis baruch v'ara roish shineged hamoyach sh'neshama shebemoichi. This connection, this restoring the connection between the lev and the moyach, is mamish the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel roish, connecting them together, being machaber, tying them together. The whole idea of tefillin is knots. The tefillin shel roish has a knot, the tefillin shel yad has a knot. We're knotting together the lev with the moyach, the shel yad and the shel roish, and that's the tikkun of Parshas Boy. That's the contrast between the hechbadati as liboy at the beginning of Parshas Boy and the tikkun of Klal Yisrael, which is the chibur of the lev to the moyach at the end the Parsha's boy with the mitzvah of tefillin. And that's why the parasha ends with the parasha of Bechor, because Kaddish li kol Bechor, but there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Bechor, even though we know that Bechor is Kaddish mirechem, even though we know that Bechor has a Kedusha min Hashemayim, but nevertheless there's still a tzivui and a chiv and a mitzvah to be Mekaddish it down here, because to show that everything down here, we are Mekaddish everything down here. That's the yisod of mitzvahs Kiddush HaBechor, that even something that's Kaddish min Hashemayim, but we want down here in this world also to be Mekaddish everything, even to be Mekaddish the Bahamiyos. And therefore that's why we're Mekaddish the Bechor. So that's very fitting why this parasha ends with Kiddush HaBechor and with Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. So basically what we've said is that Parshas Boy is the kiyum of Yodata Yom HaShavoyis Alevecha. It's taking Klal Yisrael from out of a golus that was a golus in Das, and taking us out and elevating us to a level of Das. And Das is V'yadata Yom HaShavoyis Alevecha Chibor Lev to Moyach. And therefore, in other words, we could sum up Yitzis Mitzrayim in this week's parasha by saying that, because we mentioned earlier that Ketanim haven't got Das, Katan is Ein Boy Das, therefore we were in Mitzrayim B'pchinas Ketanim, Katan She'ein Boy Das, and when we came out of Mitzrayim, we became Gedol and we got Das. Our Bar Mitzvah was coming out of Mitzrayim. And made it, therefore, if that's the case, we can understand now why the little children, why the little Kinderlich are so important, they're the focus on Leil Seder, because the little children represent the Bechin of Ein Boy Das, and the Hashpah of Das that comes down Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim was so great that it took Ketanim and it gave the Ketanim Das, and therefore that's why we're giving the Ketanim, we're Mashpia Das to the Ketanim in Leil Seder, we're doing all types of things to make them ask and to be Ma'orah and to awaken them and to get them into it and to get them focused, to get them feeling, to get them emotionally attached to Leil Seder. The Ketan getting emotionally attached to Leil Seder is the Ketan becoming a so-called Godoil Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is exactly what happened to Klal Yisrael Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim. We can take this Yisod even further, because when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they left in order to be mekabel the Torah, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, "Vayitziyachas ha'om hazeh mitzrayim ta'avdon al kimas ha'or hazeh." And Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to come down with the Luchos, and by the Luchos the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Kisiso, "Vayiten el Moshe kechaloisu ledaber ito v'hasinai shnei Luchos ha'edus," but Luchos is written without a vav, as if to read Luchas. And Rashi says, "Luchas ksiv shohayu shtein shavois." Like the Sefer Chachamim says, "Ki'ilu loy hoyu rak echad." So what's the pshat that the luchos, even though they were two tablets, but they were to be seen as if they were one? The answer is because the Rabbeinu Bachai writes in Parshas Truma that shnei luchos abris shaboy keneged shnei evarim yuchodim shabegufa adam asher behem yikabel chochmas haTorah vehem hamoyach vehalev. So we see that the tachlis of Kabbalah haTorah was the moyach, the two luchos was the moyach and the leiv, but they were luchas, they were one, because the moyach and leiv became one. And till the end of Shmois, we see the idea of the leiv working, not just the moach working, but the leiv working in Avodas Hashem. The Mishkan was built me'ez kol esha sheyidvenu liboy tikhu estromosi. A person had to come up with nedivas ha'leiv. The leiv now partakes in Avodas Hashem. The latter of Sefer Shmos is being mechazik and is working with the leiv, because the leiv has now become completely included in the moach. In other words, it could be correct to say that the first part of Sefer Shmois is the parshas of the Shovavim, and the Shovavim are the parshas of to be working on ourselves, to be metayer the leiv, to be metayer the taiva, the bechin of sumira, the bechin of shmira, shmira sinayim, shmira from all the bechinas of ayin roya v'leiv choymed, the avoid of sumira, the avoid of getting rid of the ra that could lead the heart astray, chas v'shalom. And then the second part of Sefer Shmois is after that tikkun is when the leiv is now automatically awakened and aroused for the taivot to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in the second half of Sefer Shmos, Taka the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. And that was called, like Shlomo HaMelech calls it in Shei Ashirim, Toichoi Rotzuf Ahava Mebnei Yerushalayim. It's called the Ahava Sashem, as we mentioned in earlier Shirim, the Meiz Kanisha Shei Dvenu Liboy, where the heart has one taiva, and that is to do Rotzun HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first part of Sefer Shmos is the Sumi Ra, clearing the heart of Ra, and the second part is that the heart should automatically be mislive and should get emotionally involved in Avodas Hashem, which is Bechinas Beis HaMikdash, and that's the tikkun of Das, and that's the chibur of Leiv and Moyach, where once again the Leiv and Moyach are restored once again together, and that's a kiyum of the Mal Hashem Lekeches Levavcha, where all the, just like Mitzvah Mila is that all the taiva should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too O Mal Hashem Lekeches Levavcha, that the taiva Saleiv should only be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will bring the Geula Hashleim of Amitis B'meir Rabbi Yomeinu Amen. The emphasis is one could even go deeper on this that we've just discussed, that in Mitzrayim the Das was in Golus, and Yitzias Mitzrayim was Yitzia from Das. One could go a step deeper, because we explained that Das means the Chibur of the Leiv and the Moyach, means the Chibur of the Gashmi with the Ruchni. There is another Chibur, a parallel Chibur between the Gashmi and the Ruchni in Adam, and that is the Koyach HaDibur. The Koyach HaDibur is the connection between the Gashmi and Ruchni, as the Maral explains. On one hand, Dibur is a voice box, it's part of a person's guf, it's part of a person's physical koyches. On the other hand, we know that a person speaks through Hevel, through the Ruach HaPeh, and Ruach has another name called Neshima, the breath of a person. And Neshima is from the same letters as Neshama. It's the chelik ruchni of the person, and the pasuk in Bereishis discussing Bris Adam says, "Va'yiha Adam lenefesh chaya." Says the Targum, "Ruach memalala." So you see that dibur has to do with gashmi and ruchni, and in fact the dibur is the bridge between the gashmi and the ruchni, and therefore the dibur, the voice box, is in the throat, the gorin, and the gorin, the throat, is like the bridge. It's the narrow part that comes from the head and connects the head to the rest of the body. The rest of the body is the guf, the gashmi, and the head is the seichel, the ruchni, and it's the voice, it's the dibur that comes from in between, from the throat, that's mekasher the gashmi and the ruchni together. And there's a great oimek over here, not going into it now, but it's yidua, and we discussed this once before already, that in the same way as we just said before, that an orel is somebody who can't make this connection between gashmi and ruchni. An orel is somebody who, guf, Gashmi, to him it means taiva, delights and tanugin. Gashmi. Mohol, somebody who has milas, so and milas is saying, like you quoted before, Tzodek, that you're taking the koyach gashmi, the koyach taiva, and you're being malit to HaKadosh Baruch, you're enabling a person to utilize all the tanugim and gashmias, all the Shem Shemaim, all the Avodas Hashem. But for that, a person has to be a mohol. An oral cannot do that, and that's why an oral cannot eat for the Korban Pesach, as we mentioned earlier. And it's very ironic, because Meseches Nedorim is the Mesechah that's mevarer the difference between an oral and a mohol, as is Yedua. At the end of Mishnah, at the end of the Perek Gimel in the Dorim, in Gemara, it's Daf Lamed Lamed Amud Beis, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, where the Mishnah there is Mevar the difference between an Orel and a Mol, that a Mol is a Jew and an Orel is a Gnus, is a Goy. And it's Dafke Meseches Nedorim, because Meseches Nedorim is the Koyach HaDibur, the Koyach of Kedusha, that a person's Dibur can generate Kedusha on any object in this world. So the same Orla that's Poigim in the Das is also poigim in the Bechin of Dibur, and therefore Masech is Nedorim, the Masech of Dibur, of Loyachil Devoroi, is that Masech is Mevara, the difference between an Oral and a Mohol. And that's why the Bechin of Oral is not only poigim in Das, it's not only poigim in the Kesha between the Lev and the Moach, it's also poigim in the Dibur. Now we discussed this before already, and therefore that's why this is what's called in the Psukim in Chazal Bris Lashon. Bris Lashon. Because the Lashon, the tongue, the Dibor, it is also a Bechin of a Bris over there. So therefore everything we've been discussing and in the earlier Shay in terms of Das is true both in terms of Dibor as well. So therefore if Mitzrayim was the Makor of the Pagam of Das, Mitzrayim was the Makor of Pagam of Dibor. If Yitzias Mitzrayim was Klal Yisrael receiving Das, a Koyach HaDas, so Yitzias Mitzrayim was also Klal Yisrael receiving the Koyach HaDibur. The Dibur was Nifkam in Mitzrayim, and the Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Tikkun of Dibur.